Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, we tell you how to become a beekeeper and later, or proverb of the day. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
This is the JUTC, I talk of the things.
So listen and learn.
Hear me now. We are the only legit stage carriage provider in the KMTR.
Learn that.
GUTC, the real deal when you travel by bus in the KMTR. Yellow is the color code, red plate too. No take no chance with the robot man and the loader man. Travel on the JUTC buses only in the KMTR. Learn that. JUTC.
Right. JUTC, your route to excellence.
The apiculture unit in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries says the first step to becoming a beekeeper is to get some insight on the industry and its operations.
Now, for you to enter the beekeeping industry, critical that you have some form of training. The ministry offers training programs for new persons every last Thursday of the month, except for December, where we offer that training session probably a week earlier. We offer 4 modules. We introduce you to the whole aspects of the industry, because we also indicate to you that you don't have to be the beekeeper. You can be the value-added person. You can be the honey packer. That's the middleman who packages the honey, who purchases from the farmer, takes it to the consumer. Or you can be the input supplier for the industry.
Acting Chief Plant Protection Officer, Apiculture Unit, Hugh Smith. The training session is held every last Thursday in the month from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Bodus Research Station in St. Catherine, and participants are required to pay a small fee. Extension service is also provided by the unit, where persons will learn more about what is needed to get started, some of the funding agencies that provide grants, and receive technical support. Bear in mind that you will also need hives and tools such as veils, gloves, and colonies. Beekeeping is also a good way of earning income, but that's not the only advantage.
It is a profitable industry. However, there is a time frame that this takes place in. It takes you about 2.5 to 3 years before you earn positive return on your investment. There are medical aspects that beekeepers do benefit from and the other consumers. Now, from the beekeeper standpoint, he has many things that he can sell. He can sell his ability to train persons. He can sell the whole issue of bees. There's a beekeeper who sells pollen. There's a beekeeper who takes the propolis, which is the stain, the resins that they get from the plant. They process it and store it into the hive. And the beekeepers do sell this to other persons. Now, there are some beekeepers who have gone the extra step. They have gone into the value-added direction, where they have used the honey to make wines, they have used the honey to make sauces, and different things to use in the kitchen. There's the beekeeper who makes bee wax candles, he makes lip balm, and other natural products that they also earn money from. There's a lot of opportunities in converting some of the bee products into value-added products.
Acting Chief Plant Protection Officer, Apiculture Unit, Hugh Smith. For more information, you can call the Apiculture Unit at 983-2267 or talk to a bee farmer in your community. And now for our proverb of the day. If you can't walk fast, take time, run. Translation, if you cannot walk fast, run slowly. And this means, if you can't find an absolute solution, consider taking the next best option. We've come to the end of today's program. You can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, following us on Twitter at GIS News, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. I'm Andrew James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.